All praise be to Allah, the Lord of all creation. And best peace and blessings be upon our Master, Prophet Muhammad, his household, and all of his companions. We're doing some commentary on the chapter of thunder. Almighty Allah says, say, do you then take for worship protectors other than Allah? How come that you take idols made from stone or wood, or even sometimes made of pressed or crushed dates? And some of them would make an idol from a pressed or from crushed dates, and in the evening he might eat it. So imagine this level that they had reached. Also, some people attribute lordship to Jesus, peace be upon him, because he brought some people back to life. But the Torah itself has or speaks about many prophets who brought some people back to life. The Gospels themselves do not agree on the fact of, or on the claim of, Jesus' lordship or Godhead. The Holy Quran meets with truth and agrees with truth. In the Torah itself, there is only monotheism. It doesn't speak about the Godhead or Lordship of Jesus. In the current Bible itself, in the works of prophets, it says that there is no God but the one God. So Almighty Allah is urging or rebuking those people because they are not using their minds. They are not using their very human nature, which distinguishes between truth and falsehood. Do not say, I follow my ancestors. Do not say, as those people said, we found our fathers or our parents or our forefathers following a certain way and religion, and we will indeed follow their footsteps. You have to use your mind, to use logical judgment. The only thing which will unite people is truth, a way of the desires and ego. So when all people submit to truth, they will be united. So then Almighty Allah says, are the seeing and the blind equal? The blind one here means the one who ignores the truth, the one who rejects the truth. So search for the truth, regardless of the source of this truth. So are or is the seeing equal with the blind? Is the one who just imitates others and who ignores or neglects his mind, is he similar to the one who is seen, who is a believing one, who uses his mind, whose heart is full of faith and whose mind is keen on searching for the truth? So are these two equal? Those who responded to the Prophet, peace be upon him, became open-minded and they followed the truth, and they knew and distinguished the straight path from the crooked one, from the abyss, and they followed that way. But the blind ones did not follow the truth. But at the end, all the Arabs opened their eyes and followed the Prophet, and after that they started extending this truth to all countries around them, to the extent they were described by Almighty Allah to be the best community ever raised up for peoples. Is darkness equal with the light? Darkness here is fanaticism to falsehood. Darkness is to blindly imitate others, to be fanatic to your relatives or to side with your relatives despite the fact that they might be oppressors. The Prophet said that support your brother whether he is an oppressed or an oppressor. They said, how come that we support him if he's an oppressor? He said, to stop him from oppression, to stop him from oppressing others. So is the darkness equal with light? The Prophet, or the Arabs before the Prophet and before the Quran, were definitely different from them after the Prophet came. They did not have any civilization. They were disunited. They did not have any state. They did not have any position in the world. After the Prophet came, they had a great civilization and they became united and they became the center of the world's attention. But now, unfortunately, many Arabs are deviating from the way of Islam, and they might have some excuses because the reality and the current situation of Muslims does not represent Islam. And that's why you have to search for the reality of Islam and the true scholar of Islam first of all. Then you will find that Islam is the truth. Islam is the thing that glorified and that honored Arabism. It is the thing that gave Arabism its importance. But if we look at Islam, which is represented by Muslims these days, it is only names and titles. Because what's left from true Islam these days is only its name. So how beautiful it is when Arabism or the Arabs seek or go back to their glory. The early Arabs said that we are a people who had been or who have been glorified by Islam, and if we seek glory in anything other than it, we will be humiliated. Then Almighty Allah says, then how come that they take idols beside Allah? Or have their idols brought into being a creation like Allah's creation so that both creations appear to them alike? Not at all. Those that they are worshipping created nothing. So these are the arguments, the logical arguments that the Holy Quran teaching us. You have to use these arguments, this rational thinking to argue with others. So when you learn the science of the Quran and when you support this with the spirituality of a Muslim and with the beautiful and the good character and behavior, then you will be a kind of rain for people. You will give life to people and you will be the source of their forwardness and civilization. And by such people, the community will turn to be like one person, as the Prophet, peace be upon him, described believers, saying that they are similar to one body in their love, sympathy, and feeling for one another. If one part of it feels pain, the whole body suffers from fever and lack of sleep. Who made, for example, Iran support Palestine? Is it nationalism or Islam? Who made Pakistan, for example, support the Palestinian or the Arab issues? It is Islam. And now Islamic countries support us in the United Nations. All this because of Islam. No one can deny or ignore the fact of Islam, but the true Islam, Islam with its essence. So we pray Almighty Allah to provide this community with people who bring this community back to its true Islam, Islam which teaches logical thinking, and Islam which is derived from the Prophet's life. So have their idols brought into being a creation similar to Allah's creation, so that both creations are seeming alike? No, at all. Not at all. Islam is a light, or is light. And all its facts are very clear and are self-evident. So Almighty Allah is the Lord and sustainer of all things, and He is the supreme, and He is the omnipotent and the irresistible one. So let's go back to Islam, which made the Arabs write the greatest victories and glories in history. We should not be only mimics, because many of our youth are only imitating others blindly. And even some of our sheikhs used to be fanatic to tiny or minor things in religion, without any search and without any arguments. And this is what our enemies want. A true scholar and an objective thinker is the one who opens his heart for others, who opens his mind for dialogue with others. Because our Prophet says that wisdom is the goal of a believer, and wherever he or she finds it, he or she more than others has to take it and follow it. So wherever you find it, you have to take it. Then Almighty Allah said, after telling that darkness is not equal with light and the blind is not equal with the seeing, He said that He is the Lord of the heavens and the earth and everything. Are the Arabs of the pre-Islamic area similar or era similar to the Arabs after the Islamic or after the ignorance era or in the Islamic era? There's a very, very big difference between the two. Within 20 years, the Prophet was able to unite all the Arab tribes, and within 40 years, the followers of the Prophet were able to unite many countries, including Arabs and non-Arabs, from China to France. All that happened under the banner of Islam. But now, unfortunately, because the Arabs left Islam, they have been scattered and disunited into many groups and tribes, fighting each other and challenging each other. And unfortunately, now we have reached a time in which people are following their egos and desires and stinginess, and they are fanatic to their own opinions. And the Prophet told us, when you find these things, this is a sign to the community's retrogression. Have the Arabs, or do the Arabs have a greater message than Islam? Is there anyone who hates unity? Is there anyone who hates cooperation? No. But unity will not be only by words. It will be by true scholars and by action. Then Almighty Allah sets an example. As he said, we set examples for people so that they may reflect these similitudes and these parallels put forward for people, but none will understand them except those who have knowledge. Almighty Allah is setting these examples and these parallels to simplify things for people, to make things simple and understood and clear, to be understood by every person, young or old, and learned or illiterate. He sets an example of truth and falsehood, between blind imitation and between invention and innovation. He says, that truth can never be defeated, no matter how many enemies gather against it. And even if they win in some rounds, truth will win at the end and will pervade at the end. The Prophet, peace be upon him, was alone, despite the fact that he received many kinds of torment and he faced many enemies. But the result was that he rendered victorious at the end. This is a universal and a cosmic rule or law that never changes. If light gathers with darkness, and if truth gathers or exists with falsehood, definitely truth and light will pervade. But if you do not support the truth, falsehood will be spread. Some thinkers said that falsehood might have some rounds and some victories, but at the end, truth will be victorious and truth will pervade. So, this verse tells us that truth and, or the battle between truth and falsehood, and the battle between good and evil, will exist every time. Islam represents modernity and thinking and knowledge. And a Muslim must be patient, because many obstacles and difficulties will face him or her. Yesterday, a European brother was telling me about Islam in the West, and my heart was filled with joy and happiness because of the situation and the news of Muslims there. He told me that their teacher is a British scholar or scientist who accepted Islam through a Sufi scholar. And now in the West, most of the people who are accepting Islam are accepting Islam through Sufis, but Sufis who are committed to the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Because there are some Sufis who are wrong and who bring things that have no relation to religion. He told me that they have many branches in Europe, such as France and Britain, and their sheikh might visit you here. And he's 45 years old. And they invited me to visit them there and to have an idea about their activities. So in Islam, there's no prejudice, no discrimination between any people. All people are God's dependents, regardless of their color, of their ethnicity, of their background. Allah is the Lord of and sustainer of all creation, of all people. And the Prophet also said, O people, you are all, or you all came from Adam, and Adam was created from clay. There's no privilege or preference to an Arab over a non-Arab, nor to a non-Arab over an Arab. The criterion of preference in the sight of Allah is only knowledge and piety. And this is what all organizations are calling for these days. I believe that Islam will spread all over the world. Islam will appear and will pervade among the developed communities, because we are considered a developing or a backward communities, because we are away of science, away of logic and truth. We, or most of us, are being led by egos, desires, and shallow knowledge and weak understanding and negligence in seeking knowledge and science. But I pray Allah to provide the Muslim world with people who awaken them. But if we turn away, as Almighty Allah says, if you turn away, He will exchange you for some other people who will not be similar to you and who will not be like you. When the Arabs followed this religion, they were glorified and they were honored. And those who rejected Islam, they were humiliated and defeated in this world, and they will be punished in the hereafter. So it is Allah's plan, it is Allah's religion, and no one can stop it. If the sun wants to rise, for example, no police officer can stop it. No one can put it off. Only the one who made it sit makes it, or only the one who made it rise makes it sit. But we have to abandon our desires and abandon our egos. We have to know the conspiracies around us and the plots around us. We have to go back to the source of our unity, which is the Quran. We do not want any titles, not any titles, neither Sunnis nor Shiites. We do not want any titles. We only want the title of Islam. And even with our other people of other faiths, we have to respect them. Despite the fact that we believe their religions have been distorted, we have to respect them, and we have to cooperate with them to seek the truth. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, says in this context, anyone who wrongs a non-Muslim citizen, degrades, overburdens, or takes anything from him against his will, I will be his opponent on the Day of Judgment. So these are the principles of Islam. Would you exchange that which is better for that which is lower? If you do so, then you will go down to lower positions. And this is what happened to Arabs when they left Islam and when they deviated from Islam. Now, unfortunately, the whole Muslim world is not equal to one European country in its modernity and development. So we have to abandon our pride and our arrogance. And all of us, and particularly scholars and sheikhs, we have to know the time that we are living in and to know the circumstances that we are facing. So now the similitude or the example will be set to indicate that a Muslim must be persistent even if he is alone in the battle, even if all people gather and conspire against him, because support of Allah will come and Allah's law does not change. Almighty Allah says, He sends down water from the sky and the valleys flow according to their measure, each according to its size and measure. But the torrent bears away the foam that mounts up to the surface. So this foam, despite the fact that it is nothing, it is empty, it is dirt, it mounts up to the surface. So it is similar to people who have no truth in their minds. They want to mount up and to appear. And on the other hand, we find that people of truth are not obsessed with appearances, but people of falsehood are very much concerned with appearances and shapes. So He sent down water from the sky and the valleys flow according to their measure. But the torrent bears away the foam that mounts up to the surface.